listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
The Indians have made the trip 18 miles down Interstate 64 to take on their most feared and sometimes hated rival in George Rogers Clark. Hello, everybody. This is Alvin Rawls along with Tracy Curl getting set to bring you Montgomery County Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network. And Tracy, already a lot of excitement here in the GRC Arena tonight. Of course, part of a triple header, we had the freshman boys play in this matchup. It was GRC 43-33 victorious in that game. But then, also on the undercard, you had a JV matchup, and many of our listeners were expecting to hear us a lot sooner tonight coming on the air. GRC was able to finally win 60-53 in four overtimes. Tracy, it's been an exciting night already, and we haven't even gotten to the main event.
It has. Everybody in the arena basically got an hour of free basketball, Ivan. But it was exciting. Both teams had opportunities to win, and as we kind of talked about, you know, usually the JV games don't get to, those kids don't get to play in front of such a big crowd as what they just got to. So that was a great experience for both of these teams tonight.
Got a nice crowd in here in the GRC Arena. This beautiful facility has been here for a few years now. And, makes nights like this much more special. You and I can remember days in the old Letcher Norton Gymnasium and how it could get crazy in that place, as well as the barn back on the campus of Montgomery County High School. This is what high school basketball and the bluegrass should be about. Nights like this, where you get to see the communities go all in for their team, and a lot of special memories when these two schools get together over the years.
Yes, there is. And, you know, I feel like this is one of the best rivalries in the state of Kentucky at any sport. You know, I don't care if it's the archery teams going against each other, bowling, basketball, soccer, whatever. When these two teams play each other, you tie your shoestrings just a little tighter that night, and it's go time.
Yeah, and, of course, Coach Jason Mays, his first year at Montgomery County. And when you say this is a rivalry, he debunks that. He said, in order for it to be a rivalry, we've got to win some of these matches. And obviously, both the basketball programs in this rivalry has suffered in this matchup. GRC programs in the 40th district have been very dominant. GRC programs in the 10th region have been very dominant in recent years. But I know Coach Jason Mays makes no excuses. He felt like when these two teams played a couple of weeks ago, Montgomery County had a chance, and they didn't, and they collapsed there in the second half. He's hoping to right that wrong. These Indians come in tonight, Tracy, winless in their first run through the district. Last night they played at Paris, made them 0-3 in the district. They sit at the bottom of the four teams in the district. This GRC team, 4-0 already in district play. These two teams, if it stays in this dynamic, could be planning the opening round of the district. So important for Montgomery County to come out tonight and steal one on the road.
I agree, Ivan. And, you know, I thought the last time that these two hooked up, I thought the Indians had a great effort that night. I thought their energy level was high. I thought that's the best that I have seen them look on the defensive end so far all year. And, you know, I know they got a nice win over Fleming County earlier in the week, but then turned around and kind of put up a little bit of a dud at Paris last night. And, you know, I think that's some of the growing pains that you know, when you need to rely on some younger kids to step up in big moments, you know, we're relying on, you know, Tice being a freshman in a big district game. You know, it's easy to forget their age, and it's the first time they've been in big moments. So, you know, we've just got to continue to grow. I think we have the personnel to do that, and hopefully tonight's another step in that direction.
Well, we'll see what this is going to be like. We're just inside of 12 minutes before tip-off here. We're going to take our first break here, and then we come back. We'll kind of set this game up a little bit more as we go forward and say what's at stake here tonight at the GRC Arena. We'll take a 90-second timeout, and we return more Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
For breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Ten minutes to tip off in this 40th district matchup between the road team, Montgomery County Indians, taking on the George Rogers Clark Cardinals here tonight. Of course, George Rogers Clark comes into tonight's matchup 18-1. They're 8-0 in region play, and as we mentioned previously, 4-0 in district. Montgomery County 8-12 in overall season. Have yet to win in region or district play. They're 0-4 in the region, 0-3 in district play. And Tracy, both of these teams, a lot of balanced scoring when you look at their personnel out there. Of course, GRC is led in scoring on the season by senior Rayshon Hampton, and he's averaging just over 19 points per contest. And then Breland Morrison is averaging 13 points per contest, and then you follow up with Malachi Ashford, just over 11 points per contest, as well as freshman Montez Gay.
And
he as well, right there at just over 11 points. A very balanced GRC team that Coach Josh Cook has at his disposal.
Yeah, yes, it is. You know. There's a lot of athleticism, especially in those top four scores that they have. And, you know, one thing they have is the ability on a given night is to pop in 20, 25. You know, you have four players with that type of capability. You know, for years it seemed like Jerome Morton was here for years, Ivan.
Yeah.
And, you know, he kind of finally graduates and moves on. And, Malachi kind of pops over here from Paris and kind of gives them the point guard they need, and they've kind of been able to continue to keep the train rolling.
What would you say is a staple of what Coach Josh Cook does?
I've told Josh this exact phrase. You know, I felt like his best coaching job here was actually his first year here. You know, he kind of took what he had, and those kids really, really played up to a higher level than really what they were. And I think he does a good job of getting the most out of the kids he has. So, like I said, he's kind of taken the 10th region by storm the last 4 or 5 years. You know, kind of owned it.
Kind of had a stranglehold on it. Of course, we know of the championship that they got two seasons ago in the 2022 calendar year. So a year removed from that championship. We flipped the script. You look over at Montgomery County, of course. They're led in scoring by sophomore Luke Bonds, averaging around 20 points per contest. And then the freshman, Tyce Jarvis, at 13 points per contest. And then after that, you've got a handful of guys right there at around the 10-point mark. Very balanced on behalf of Coach Jason Mays, but a team still trying to find itself, still trying to find its identity. And, you know, sometimes you're building the plane while you're flying it, and that's kind of what Coach Jason Mays is doing.
You really are. You know, Ivan, I thought it was big. You know, I can go back even the last 2 years. I thought it really hurt our basketball team that we weren't able to advance and get into region play. You know, I thought that would have been, even without having a team that really could have won a region, just what those young kids could have learned by being able to take that step and get there. You know, these kids have yet to make a region tournament yet. They're trying to figure things out. And that's, you know, with the schedule that they have, I know Coach is doing his best to get the absolute best out of them. And it's just merely, you know, figuring things out. So
you've been on staff that had to prep for in-season district play in preparation for postseason district play. Talk about a game like tonight where you have a team that is winless in district trying to get out of that the bottom of the district seeding so they don't have to play that number one team like Montgomery County is doing here tonight. Talk about it from a coaching perspective and what you're trying to parlay to your team and your approach in a situation like this.
Well, I've been coaching middle school this year. We've always talked about, you know, you're always preparing the whole season for an elimination game. Every game is to build on the elimination game. The Indians will do that tonight. And, you know, their next matchup with Bourbon and Paris, you're really kind of going on and playing those two games that way to try to stay out of a 4-1 matchup with Clark. And, you know, if it is, you watch, you know, as coaches, you spend hours and hours watching game film, dissecting each player and tendencies and anything you can to get any advantage you can. But that's kind of the enjoyment of it, too, is trying to figure out, you know, the other team's weakness through each game that we'll play Clark. A few years back, you know, we met them in the region final. Each game we were never able to beat them, but we were able to trim margins down to give ourselves a better chance. So hopefully our Indians this year can do the same.
We're going to take a quick 90-second timeout. We'll return more here from GRC Arena here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
As we return, both teams now back out on the hardwood, getting up some last-minute shots as we're just inside of 3 minutes till we get ready for the pregame festivities. It looks like one of the choral groups is going to perform the national anthem for us here tonight. We'll try to bring as much of that to you as possible. We hope logistically that works out for us. But I do want to say, Coach, congratulations on a successful middle school 7th grade season to this point, 30-0. You're getting ready for some postseason action next week.
We start tournament play Wednesday night. We'll be at home, so if anybody's you know, nothing to do on a Wednesday night in Mount Sterling, come out and help support our 7th grade Indians. But it's been a great group of kids. It's been a lot of fun. You know, I told my wife last summer, I saw they had an opening. I'm like, you know, I'm kind of interested. I still got that itch to kind of get into this, and was fortunate enough to be hired for the position, and we've had a blast with it. It's a great group of kids. I've had a lot of fun, and you know, once you start getting so deep and not getting beat, it's like, we don't want to get beat. You know, it always says it's good to lose one, but we're kind of at the point now that we don't want to. So
you was at home. You looked at Laura and you said, "What else am I going to do with this blue blazer?"
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's like put it on the Facebook market, or you know, do I got to get a job and work? You know, and the blue blazer has done the trick.
The blue blazer is still around.
it is still doing the trick. Do congratulate you and those young men as they're shining a light on the community right now. It's like a fabulous group of kids there, and the stars of tomorrow for this Montgomery County program. We are definitely hoping that is the case.
We do. We've got several kids that just you know, they're athletic, but they have a good basketball IQ, and they've been able to grow into that as our seasons went along. You know, to be undefeated, you have to grind through some games. Not every game's a 20, 30-point blowout. The ball has to bounce your way as well. So yep. We've been fortunate in a few situations, but they come to all the games as well. You know, the young Indians come watch the older Indians, and it's fun just to be a part of that. So
it's really exciting, and there's been times when you guys have been playing, and there's been varsity games at the arena, and I'm passing through and I see all these cars up on the sidewalks and everything. So a great draw it is for your team. Right now we're getting ready for the pregame festivities with the choral group. We're going to see how much of this we can bring to you here.
As your Cardinals time, take on the Indians,
our PA announcer Ken Howard.
Montgomery County High School. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to center court as the JROTC color guard presents the colors, commanded by Sasha Langfels, along with cadets Jasmine Wilson, Peggy Smith, and Alyssa Fish. Singing the national anthem this evening are the Cardinal Singers, under the direction of Chris Olson. Please remain standing until the colors have left the court.
See how much of this we can bring to you at this point, huh?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Excellent rendition there of the Star Spangled Banner by the Cardinal Singers, one of the choral groups here at George Rogers Clark High School. And now as the ROTC makes their way off of the playing surface, we'll get ready for the starting lineups. Of course, tonight the Montgomery County Indians are in their road blue uniforms with the red trim and white numerals. And the homestanding GRC Cardinals are in their white uniforms with black numerals and red and black trim down and up the sides there. So we'll get ready to throw it to PA announcer again, Ken Howard here, in just a moment. He's doing the sportsmanship clause right now at this time. But a great crowd here at GRC Arena. At this point in time, we'll get ready to throw it down to Ken Howard at this point in time.
And officials. And now, without further ado, the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Indians from Montgomery County High School. At guard, a 6'5 freshman, number one, Tice Jarvis. At forward, a 6'7 sophomore, number three, Luke Fons. At guard, a 5'10 junior, number four, Ethan Dunn. At guard, a 6'2 senior, number 11, Brecken Decker. And at guard, a 6'3 sophomore, number 14, Dawson Gentry. Head coach of the Indians, Jason Mays. Coming in with a record of 18 wins and one loss, your George Rogers Clark Cardinals. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number three, Ray Sean Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number five, Malachi Ashford. At forward, a 6'5 freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At forward, a 6'2 senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. And at guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. Head coach of the Cardinals, Mr. Josh Cook.
So there's your starting lineup for this 40th district matchup. Of course, the Indians 8-12 coming into the night. The homestanding Cardinals 18-1. But in district play, it's the Cardinals perfect 4-0. Indians 0-3, trying to get that first win. And Tracy, we're looking forward to the excitement that's in the building already. We hope can parlay itself down on the floor as well.
I'm ready. I've had my Kit Kat and water. And watched a 4 overtime JV game. I'm ready. I'm ready for some varsity action here.
We're ready to get this going. It's going to be Luke Fons in the center circle, and he's going to jump it up with the freshman from GRC, Montez Gay. Let's get this one going. And the tip is up, and it'll go to GRC. It'll be Malachi Ashford, the sophomore for GRC, with the ball.
Ivan, looks like we've come out in straight man-to-man.
And here we go with Morrison with the ball. Gets it over to Ashford. Ashford being pounded out top. Now Gay, left wing. Back out to Ashford. Ashford tries to drive on Dunn. He stopped. He continues to go on a stop and go, and then he lays it in.
That was a great move by Malachi. Great finish. Well, Ethan did a nice job defensively on him. He still finished.
Able to keep his dribble alive there to get to the basket there against Dunn. It's the Indians now with the basketball. Dunn being guarded by Ashford. Gets to the basket, puts it up, and it's good. So the guards exchange baskets here early on. 7-11 here in the first period. Ashford with the ball for GRC. Picks up his dribble, tries to go back door.
Nice defense by Luke Fons.
Fons gets his hand on the ball, and then Dawson Gentry misses a breakaway layup opportunity there. Rebound comes off the gate. And it's Hampton on the other end for 2 points. It's 4-2 GRC.
Well, against a good basketball team, Ivan, you you've got to take advantage of those opportunities we just had.
Now it's Jarvis with the basketball, gives it off to Fonz. Fonz makes a move on Gabe, but then he's stripped of the ball by Ashford. Ashford with a nice steal there on Fonz. It's a turnover. Now Hampton, the other end, shoots a three. No good off the right wing. And then they say he saves it in off of the body of Brecken Decker there. So a hustle play there by Hampton.
For Fonz County, number 24, Hampton Taylor into the ball game.
Hampton Taylor checks into the ball game for GRC here early on as Malachi Ashford takes a seat. And then on an inbounds ball, it's Hampton missing a layup opportunity. The Indians go the other way as Jarvis tries to get a shot up. It was blocked, they say, but it goes out of bounds and it remains Indians basketball there. It'll be Indians ball underneath their own basket. Inbounds to Fonz. Fonz guarded by Gay. Makes a nice spin move. Shoots up a little runner there. No good. Rebound comes off to Ashford for GRC. Ashford out top. Calls out the play. Guarded by Dunn again. Gets it over to Morrison. Morrison makes a drive. He is contacted by Jarvis out top, it looks like. It'll be Tyce Jarvis's first. Team's first here.
On Jarvis. That is his first. Team first.
Tracy, both these teams feeling each other out here early.
Yes, they are. That was a tough foul call on Tyce because I felt like Morrison kind of initiated that contact.
Hampton on the drive here off the inbounds, and they're going to say he was contacted as well by Brecken Decker. So
Malazan Decker. That is his first.
That'll be his first, team second. It'll be Rayshon Hampton, the senior.
And at the line.
Going to the line to shoot two.
Two shots.
4-2 with 5:49 left here in the first period. Hampton's first goes up. It kisses off the front of the rim, kicks up high off the back, and falls in for his third point on the evening. Hampton. Second shot up, and it's good. We'll have a substitution as J.P. Gaines checks back in. And now it'll be the Indians basketball as Brecken Decker brings the ball across the midcourt stripe, guarded by Gaines to Fonz. Fonz, right wing, makes a little drive, uses his strength, gets to the basket but comes up short and the rebound comes off to GRC's Ashford. And now Ashford at the other end, and he lays it back up in, so he goes.
Malachi with another. We've got to try to keep him out of the paint. Once he gets in that paint, Ivan, he's shifty would be the word I would use. He's pretty creative at finishing.
Stronger than what you think at that size. And then it's an 8-2 lead for GRC as Jarvis goes up with a shot, goes up with another shot, misses both, and then Decker comes down with the offensive putback. So it's 8-4 here.
Brecken had a battle for that, too. That's what we've got to have more of tonight.
Got to be competitive on the glass against this DRC team. It's highly aggressive. It's Gay with a three-point shot. No good. Jarvis gets the ball taken away from him by Morrison, and Morrison puts it right back in. So missed opportunity there on offensive putback for the Indians. Indians have to be more competitive on the rim. 10-4. Favor of the Cardinals. Gentry to Fonz, left wing. Three, good.
Nice.
By Fonz.
10-7 is the score for the Cardinals. 4:19 left here in the opening quarter. Ashford with the basketball. Gets it down inside to Gaines. Gaines makes a move on Dawson. Spins, no good. Rebound comes off and down into the hands of Brecken Decker. So an in-close shot missed by Gaines. Decker drives on Hampton. They're going to say he's fouled. Great aggressive attack to the basket by Decker.
Yeah, nice one-on-one drive by Brecken. That's what we, again, you know, when the three's not falling or the jump shot's not falling, that's what we've got to do. Figure out ways to get to the line.
Very important for the Indians, Tracy, to score. When they get these break opportunities before that defense gets set up and they have to contend with that length of athleticism.
I agree.
Decker makes the first of the two free throws here. Senior Oz the second. It's up and good. So 4 points early for Decker, and the score now is 10-9. The Indians have cut it to within one. Hampton now bringing the ball across court, being guarded by Decker, and then just blows right by him and gets to the rim. Made it seem easy, didn't he, Trace?
Yes, it did. Yeah, no help defense there at all.
3:42 left. It's done for Montgomery County with the ball. Drives on Ashford, and then Hampton comes in, gets his hands on the ball, and then Dunn gets it back, and then it bounces off Hampton for GRC out of bounds. It'll remain Montgomery County's ball underneath their own basket. Checking in for the first time for Montgomery County is freshman Isaiah Rowlett. He'll check in for Dawson Gentry. Coach Jason Mays giving some instruction to Dawson.
Yeah, I'd say that last possession is already highlighted in his mind for the next
help,
session.
The help defense.
The help defense.
Had a similar situation last night. Every opportunity is a learning opportunity. And here's Dunn now to inbound ball for the Indians. He gets it into Jarvis. Jarvis drives the lane, gets down in the lane, uses his length to get a shot up, but it's no good, and the rebound comes off to Montez Gay for GRC. 12-9. Favor of the Cardinals. It's the GRC with the ball as Ashford is setting up the offense. Ashford tries to go right and then retreats. Standing on the Cardinal head at the center court. Tries again, goes right again on Dunn. Next, a nice spin move.
Ashford.
Spectacular in earning his 6 points here on the evening as it's 14-9 now.
He's got 6 points and they've all been pretty flashy, Ivan.
The Indians ball down with Rowlett with the ball, comes out high to hand it off to Jarvis. Jarvis takes instruction from the bench from the sideline with Coach Mays and Coach Jordan Perry standing up. Jarvis gets a screen from Fonz, met by Gay, now gets it off to Decker. Decker shoots up a nice little 15-footer, comes off, rebound to Montez Gay for GRC. GRC slows it up as Ashford comes across the midcourt stripe, gives it off to Gay, being guarded by Jarvis.
Run a little flex cut and then run Rayshon off a stagger there.
Rayshon pulls up from beyond the three. It comes off and it'll go out of bounds. So they got a good look there, Tracy, as you mentioned, coming off the flex to the top of the key, but unable to cash in on that opportunity. And Hampton's a really good shooter, but probably better as a set shooter than he is coming off the dribble like that.
Yeah, I would not agree. Yeah, if we can make him have to come off that dribble, that increases our chances of...
We're inside of 2 minutes here. 1:47 left here in this opening quarter. The Indians trail by five. Gentry shoots the three from the right wing. No good. It's Morrison with the rebound, and then the Cardinals are headed the other way. Ashford. Sloppy handoff there to Hampton, and then the Indians come up with a great steal there by the Indians. A turnover, another turnover on GRC. Jarvis comes down, pulls up for three, and he's off to the left. Just really struggling there. And Coach Jason Mays is telling him where there may have been an opportunity better at the basket for the Indians.
Yeah, and I believe that's where we're still learning from is just right there. That's probably, you know, it's 14-9 games. Probably not the possession Coach Mays wanted out of that.
Ashford on the drive, gets past Decker, but misses it right at the rim. Rebound comes off to Fonz for Montgomery County. Fonz gets down in the lane, and again, stripped by us, Hampton this time. And then Hampton pulls up a three, and there it is. Stepped right into that three.
Robin, he hit that. He hit that from Woody's down the road.
That was a big entree that he got right there, for sure. And it's Montgomery County with a timeout. They take a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
52 seconds left here in the opening quarter. The Indians trail by 8, 17-9. Jarvis with the ball for Montgomery County. Hands it off to Decker. Back to Jarvis. Jarvis tries to penetrate, gets the ball knocked free, and it's Breland Morrison going the other way. And again, another missed opportunity for Montgomery County. Turns into points for the Cardinals. 19-9 here in the first quarter.
You know, Ivan, one of the things that Cook's teams have been notorious for is defensively wanting to speed you up, wanting you to make bad decisions on the offensive end. And speed up what you want to do on the offensive end. I feel like we need a couple good possessions here in a row to maybe get some looks that we'd want to be a little higher percentage shots.
Luke Fons was on the drive. He gets fouled by Eli Craig. It's Craig's first, team second here in the period. It's Montgomery County's ball inbounding underneath their own basket. Rowlett back into the game. Hands it off to Decker. Decker has nowhere to go. Hands it off to Dunn as Tyce Jarvis takes a seat on the Montgomery County bench. Dunn drives into the lane, shoots up a little 8-footer. It comes off, and we're going to have a foul underneath the basket. It looks like against GRC. And they're going to call it against Ashford. That'll be Ashford's first. Team's third.
That is his first. Team third.
So with 5.6 seconds underneath their own basket, Montgomery County has a prime opportunity here. Ball comes in to Luke Fons. He shoots a three. It comes off. Dunn with the rebound. He needs to get the shot up, and he does it. So that's how we'll end the first period here at the GRC Arena here tonight. It's the Cardinals up by 10, 19-9. You're listening to Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments. LLC in this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Get ready to start the second period. The Indians trailing 19-9 there in the first period. The Indians shot 3 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 3 from beyond the arc, made their 2 free throws with 7 rebounds. It was the Cardinals, 8 of 14 from the floor, 1 of 3 from beyond the arc, and they as well were 2 of 2 from the line with 6 rebounds themselves in that ball game. So they're competing on the boards, Tracy, but can't get shots to fall on the Indians.
No, we can't. So hopefully we can turn that around here this second quarter.
Indians start with possession here at the second period. It's Decker inside the lane, kicks it out to Dawson from beyond the arc, and he knocks down his first basket, or his second basket, first 3 of the ball game, and trims that lead down to 7 at 19-12.
Big shot by Dawson Gentry, and hopefully they can kind of gain some confidence from that one.
GRC's Ashford shoots a 3. It comes off into the hands of Ethan Dunn. Montgomery County goes the other way. Decker taking instructions from Coach Jason Mays out top. Decker then hands it off to Gentry. He has no look. Gets it over to Dunn. Dunn gets inside the lane for about a 12-footer. It comes off and into the hands of Breland Morrison. And then right into the hands of Gay. Gay gets a basket right at the rim for the Cardinals. Makes the score down 21-12. Cardinals up by 9. Dunn with the ball for the Indians, being guarded by Ashford. Hands it off to Decker. Decker pulls up top the key. 3. It's good.
3-point basket.
And that's going to cause Josh Cook to call a timeout. The Indians cut it to 6.
Josh Cook's not happy about that.
It was a clean look on a nice little handoff there from Dunn to done to Brecken Decker. And Decker last night hit back-to-back threes in that game in Paris, Tracy, to kind of get himself going. But it was a little bit too little too late for the Indians in that contest. But so important early on, Tracy, for the Indians to maintain contact. And they need to keep it in this single digit.
We really do, Ivan. You know, with the athleticism that Clark County has, you know, when you start getting behind double digits, all of a sudden they get the momentum going, and it's really hard to climb back in the game.
This is one of those teams that, you know, that plays a lot off of energy, kind of like that Greyhound team the Indians faced last night.
I'll kind of go back to the old Rick Pitino days. They have spurtability, as they used to say. You know, it's a 5-point game, and next thing you know, you look up and you're down by, you know, 17 points, and they created a couple turnovers and hit a couple threes, and boom,
came out, showed a little pressure there, and then now they've dropped back into their man defense, and it's Hampton right into the face of Dawson Gentry from the right corner. Hits his second three of the ball game, and the Indians now trail 24-15, 9-point lead for the Cardinals. Fonz for the Indians, being guarded by Gay. Hands it off to Rowlett. Out top to Gentry. Gentry pulls up a three, no good. And in an effort to try to secure the rebound, Gay has the ball go off of him out of bounds. It'll be Indians basketball underneath their own basket. Checking in now for GRC is number 24, Hampton Taylor. Sitting down for the Cardinals will be Breland Morrison. Decker inbounds the ball, gets it right back, tries to get into the lane. He hands it or throws it out to Fonz. Fonz has his shot blocked out on the perimeter by Gay, and Gay goes in for the dunk.
Nice transition basket by the Cardinals, and a quick timeout by Coach Mays. He's not going to be happy about that.
Not happy about that. If you're Indian faithful, you're not happy about it. At the Indians' largest deficit in the game right now, as they trail 26-15. We'll take a one-minute timeout, and we turn right here on Indians Basketball on the Gateway Sports Network.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
5:43 left here in this first half of this 40th district matchup. The Indians have their biggest deficit they faced at this point at 11 points, as it's GRC with a 26-15 lead. And coming out of the timeout, Indians have held the ball. Tyce Jarvis has checked back into the ball game for the Indians. Jarvis hands it off to Decker. Decker gets a ball fake, and down the lane he goes.
Nice
lay in.
Nice shot fake and drive by Brecken Decker.
We have a timeout on the floor. I don't know what's going on here, the official.
I think they're trying to get a delay game on Brecken,
maybe.
Yes.
But it looked like Coach Cook called the delay game, not the official. That's the only problem I have.
And I agree with that. They're just going to give a warning.
If you're an official, you can't allow that to happen. You just got to be. You got to turn to Coach Cook and say, "I'll get that later." But you can't. You can't stop, because then it looks like the coach is getting his way. If you didn't blow the whistle immediately, if you saw it, I mean, how do you know what Coach Cook told you was correct?
I think that was exactly Mays' conversation with that official.
Sometimes I'm amazed that some of the decisions are made. But back to the action. It's 26-17 Cardinals, and Cardinals have the ball. Hampton blows by Jarvis. He falls down on a missed attempt at the basket. It's Fonz. going the other way for the Indians. Jarvis with the ball out top, being guarded by Hampton. Hampton with those bright Columbia blue shoes on, hounding the freshman out top. And Jarvis picks up the ball, gets it out to Gentry. Gentry drives the lane, gets a shot up, but they're going to say he's fouled. Let's see who the foul is going to be on. They're going to call that.
Foul is on Hampton Taylor.
Hampton Taylor, his first.
That is his first.
And the team's first here in this in this second period. We've played just over 3 minutes here in this second period. That's the first foul called in this period, Trace. Gentry at the line, hits his first of two free throws.
For Clark County, Freeman Morrison, and for Montgomery, number four, Ethan Dunn.
Ethan Dunn checks back in for the Indians as Isaiah Rollett checks out, and Breland Morrison checks back in for GRC. Gentry will attempt his second free throw shot, and he makes both of his free throws here.
A little 4-0 run by the Indians, gets an 11-point game down to 7.
And it's a 7 points for Dawson Gentry on the night with those two free throws. 26-19, 4:43. And here we go. J.P. Gaines goes right down the middle of the lane as there was no defensive resistance there. And he's going to be fouled.
Fouls on Decker. That is his second.
Brecken Decker picks up his second foul as J.P. Gaines
to the line for two shots.
He'll go to the line for two shots. How do you like that change in the rule of... Tracy with the foul per period.
I'm honestly not real crazy about it. I know that was picked up, correct me if I'm wrong, but from the college game,
yeah.
The women's game, correct?
Yeah.
But now I'm just kind of old school, so I'll grow into it, but it took me a little getting used to as well.
Gaines hits both free throws, and now the lead is 28-19. Indians with the ball. Dunn trying to avoid a trap here in the corner. He's in trouble.
He got in no man's land.
Tried to get it out, and there was Hampton there to receive his offering. It's Ashford with the ball for GRC. Gets it over to the right wing to Hampton. He gives a little fake. Steps back in front of Decker. Ball comes off. Indians almost had the rebound, lose it, and it goes into the hands of Gaines. And again, another offensive putback opportunity for the Cardinals. With 4 minutes left in the first half, Cardinals lead by 11, 30-19. Jarvis drives, kicks back, gets it to Decker. Decker has nowhere to go. He has to give it up. Fonz has the ball. Now back to Decker. Dunn has the ball, being guarded by Ashford. He pulls up from beyond the arc right at the top of the key. That's Ethan Dunn's first basket of the ball game.
And Ivan, that's what we want. We're kind of hanging around. We'll try to keep this thing in single digits.
30-22 in favor of the Cardinals. And now Malachi Ashford steps back, comes up short for a three. Rebound comes off to Dawson Gentry for the Indians. Gentry still on the charge. Hands it off to Jarvis. Jarvis goes baseline, kicks it out to Fonz. He shoots a three. It's up. It's good.
Just like that, we've got a five-point basketball game, Ivan. It was a great, great penetration by Tice to help create that shot for Fonz.
From 11 to 5 is the lead for the Cardinals after consecutive threes off the hands of Dunn and Fonz for the Indians. Ashford being guarded out top by Jarvis. Gets it to Hampton. He steps back from beyond the three in the right corner, or left corner, misses it. Rebound comes off to Dawson Gentry. Now Decker on the drive, reverses field, and they're going to call him for a travel.
That's a tough call, Ivan. There's a lot of contact in there on that drive.
Well, a great opportunity there for Montgomery County. Gone a ride. They could have cut it down to three.
And I think Brecken needs to just continue what he did right there. You know, we've got to get to the bucket. As a coach, you try to talk to the officials and do everything you can to try to get that call, especially here in the second half.
Montgomery County's dropped back into their 1-3-1. Decker at the point of this 1-3-1 against the GRC. It's Breland Morrison with the basketball out top. trying to figure out where he needs to go with his next move.
I like this change the coach just threw a little wrinkle here at him. We've been in man-to-man the whole game.
Ashford now trying to figure it out. Boy, he explodes right down inside. He misses a layup. Rebound comes off to Jarvis from Montgomery County. Here goes Jarvis. Tries to attack Craig, but then he loses the dribble. So a missed opportunity again, Tracy, for the Indians. Indians, however, are able to get back and get their 1-3-1 set up again that seemed to kind of throw a GRC off a little bit the last time. Ashford gaps the zone, tries to force a pass in. It's intercepted, and it'll be Montgomery County's ball as it was J.P. Gaines looking like a linebacker trying to get on a fumble and slides out of bounds.
Back into the ball game.
So now we have Montez Gay back into the ball game for GRC.
See if we can take advantage of this possession. I mean, we've had three opportunities to get this thing below five.
Jarvis drives, kicks it to the left corner to Dunn. He drives, he loses it, but maintains possession, kicks it out to Fons for a three, no good. Jarvis gets his hands on the ball over
great
to Decker.
Great effort by the Indians to get that rebound.
And now the Indians have a chance to reset here. It's Jarvis out top, being guarded by Gay.
Looks like they've got Luke isolated in the post here. Nice little
handoff there, and it's Decker.
Great offensive execution there.
Show great patience, and now the lead for GRC is at 2 points, 30-28, 46 seconds left.
That Montgomery crowd comes alive a little bit there, Ivan, with that three.
And again, the 1-3-1 is out there to slow up this GRC offensive effort. It's Ashford, picks up his dribble, gets it to Hampton. Hampton right in the center of the defense from about 12 feet, makes it count. 32-28 the lead for the Cardinals. Montgomery County, 19 seconds, and they don't have the possession arrow, so I expect them to go for one here.
That's what I think as well, Ivan.
Dunn with the basketball. He shoots it a little bit early in the clock. No good. Rebound comes off. Gives GRC an opportunity to go the other way. They shoot a long one, J.P. Gaines, from midcourt. No good. And that's how it will end the first half. George Rogers Clark, 32. Montgomery County, 28. We'll return here for halftime after we take this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Montgomery County Basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
back here at halftime where it's George Rogers Clark 32, Montgomery County 28. The Indians made a valiant run there at the end of the second period. They're going into halftime. Tracy, at one time the Indians trailed by 11 points and then went on a tremendous run at GRC to cut this game down to a two-possession ball game and a four-point deficit. Had to be quite impressed with what the Indians were able to do.
I like the wrinkle we threw at them. We kind of went to a 1-3-1 zone. I think against man, they were kind of, well, you're just getting to the bucket too easily. The 1-3-1 kind of stymied them for a few possessions. And we got hot shooting the three. I thought we displayed some more patience on the offensive end, though, as well, the last few possessions. And I think that's what you have to do. You know, when you're playing a team that has such athleticism as GRC has, you really got to take advantage of your offensive opportunities when you get them.
Talk about the 1-3-1. A lot of coaches don't coach it anymore, but it is something unique that because a lot of teams don't see it quite often, because some coaches are just afraid to teach it, don't understand it. But it is a kind of a thing to kind of really kind of change rhythms of a team to at least give yourself an opportunity. Maybe still a possession.
It is, and I've seen. I think it's a great defense to always implement, just for exactly what we used it for. A close game's come down to just a few possessions. And those could be the stops that you make out of that defense through a little 3 or 4 minute segment of a game. So I like it. There's different ways to run it. You can trap high. You can trap nothing but the baselines. There's different little variations you can do out of it. But like I said, I like the change we did. And I thought it was good timing when we did it.
Take a real quick look here at individual scoring there in the first half for GRC. They were led in scoring by Rayshon Hampton, the senior. He had 14 points there in the first half. Then it was Malachi Ashford, the sophomore point guard, had 6 points. Then it was Montez Gay, J.P. Gaines, and Breland Morrison, all each with 4 points apiece to pass their 32 points. For the Indians, they were led in scoring by senior Breckin Decker with 12 points. Then Dawson Gentry, the sophomore, had 7. It was Luke Bonds with 6 and Ethan Dunn with 3 points there in the first half to total the 28 points for the Indians. We'll take a 90-second timeout. We return. We'll go over the team statistics in this first half. We'll return in 90 seconds. It's Montgomery County Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
We got a 32-28 ball game in this 40th district matchup tonight. Of course, the GRC Cardinals coming into tonight at the top of the 40th district with a perfect 4-0 record in district play. Montgomery County winless in district play at 0-3, and then back-to-back nights playing district opponent. They lost on the road at the Earl Redwine Gymnasium on the campus of Paris last night, and then tonight having to come back and trying to find some play to get on the winning side of the ledger. And Tracy, right now, giving themselves every opportunity to do that. It'll be really key to see how the Indians come out of the locker room here with that same focus and energy that they left the court with.
Yes, Ivan, I agree. You know, the keys to second half, one would be staying hot from the three, you know, making it a good three, not just a forced three, but, you know, through the course of running the offense, you know, being able to knock down the open three, trying to keep Clark County out of the paint, you know, not give up as many easy buckets as we did early in the game. And I think it's important for us to get to the foul line. You know, that kind of slows the pace of the Clark County attack a little bit and gives us some free points there if we can knock it down. So that would kind of be my keys for the second half.
We were mentioning the individual scoring in the first half and in the team statistics. Montgomery County, who was really putrid in that first period of play, they were 3 of 12 at the end of the first period. They finished out 9 of 21 from the floor. Did the Indians after that. The Indians, 6 of 10 from beyond the arc, 60% there, hit all their free throws, and that's been something that's been a problem at times for the Indians of cashing in on those free opportunities. It was GRC, 13 of 26 from the floor for 50%. They were 2 of 9 from beyond the arc. They as well get all four of their free throw opportunities. The rebounding, early on we saw where GRC was able to get a couple offensive putbacks. Limited there in that second period. The rebounding was only a one rebound edge in favor of GRC at 13-12. So limiting opportunities, getting the possessions when they employed that 1-3-1. All those things are kind of tied together, aren't they?
Yeah, yes, they are. Yeah, you know, defensively, keep them out of the paint. You know, the other thing, limit them to one shot of possession.
We're going to take a final 1 minute timeout here as GRC has come back out on the floor. We're still waiting the arrival of the Indians, but we'll take this last 1 minute timeout before we get ready for second half action. It's 32-28 in favor of the Cardinals over the Indians. We'll return with more Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
As we get set to start this second half of play, it'll be GRC with the ball and the lead, 32-28. The Indians trying to find a way to get to the end of this ball game and have one more point than the Cardinals. They've done everything they can to this point to stay connected, if you will, Tracy.
We have, Ivan. We've done everything that we needed to do in the first half. So looks like we're back out at man-to-man to start the second half.
It's Decker, Gentry, Dunn, Fons, and Jarvis for the Indians. It's Ashford, Gay, Gaines, Hampton, and Morrison for the Cardinals. Hampton with the ball, hands it off to Ashford. Ashford being guarded out front. The Cardinals are going left to right on your listening device. Ashford stands on the Cardinal head and then makes it over to the George Rogers Clark High School that's written on the floor in script. Now the handoff to Brylin Morrison, and we're going to get a blocking call on Decker. That's going to be his third. That's a big foul here to start out the second
Decker,
half
that
of play.
Is his third team first of the second half.
That'll be his third team's first here in this second half, and that'll send Morrison to the line for two free throws. Morrison, the senior, second leading scorer on this GRC team, misses the first free throw opportunity. He'll take his chance at the second one. Makes it count. Pushes the lead up to five. It's 33-28. Favor of the Cardinals. Cardinals showing some light pressure. Now they come with the trap in the backcourt. Decker gets the ball to Jarvis, and Jarvis.
Nice finish by Jarvis.
Goes right down the middle of the center lane there.
Thought the Indians did a good job attacking that pressure as well, Ivan.
33-30 is the score now. The Indians have trailed off or trimmed off 1 point from that halftime deficit. Hampton trying to get past Jarvis, gets a shot up, boy, and makes a nice left-handed layup on the right side of the rim.
Yeah, great finish by Hampton. That's why he's one of the best players in the region.
Decker goes down, and Gay takes the ball off his hands at the rim and goes the other way. Ashford shoots a long three. No good. Rebound comes off into the hands of Decker, and the Indians are out on the run. It's Dawson Gentry from the left wing, three, and it's good. Dawson Gentry has found his shot with
his
10th point on the evening here.
Nice knockdown three by Gentry.
35-33. The Indians only down by two. Ashford hands it off to Morrison, to Gaines, now to the right corner to Hampton. He gets a three off. No good. Rebound comes off to the Indians and Dawson for Montgomery County. Indians with a chance to take the lead here with 6 minutes left in the third period. It's Jarvis, the freshman, with the basketball. Hands it off to Decker. Decker makes a move on Gay, then kicks it back out to Fonz. Fonz with a three. No good. Now the rebound comes off to Hampton for GRC. Hampton, nice spin move in the lane. No good. Rebound comes off to Fonz. And the Indians are on the run, but then Fonz loses the ball, but it'll remain Montgomery County's possession. Boy, both of these teams trying to attack quick, trying to get a quick basket, Tracy, before the defense gets set, and just unable to cash in here on a couple opportunities.
Yeah, yes. This is a big possession right here, Ivan. I'd love to see us be able to tie this thing up or hit a three and take a one-point lead. I think the longer we can stay in this game, too, the pressure's all on the Cardinals here.
Get a little perspiration up off the floor there, and then it'll be Indians ball side in, done. In the Fonz. They try to get Rowlett on a little elevator screen there, but they couldn't get him as the GRC broke that up. Now it's Fonz on the drive against Gaines. Kicks it back out to Dunn. Dunn fakes a shot and then pulls back out. Jason Mays participating out on the floor with the Indians as he's halfway out there the Cardinal.
He's doing the conducting.
He's energetic. He's the sixth man here right now. Fonz on the left side. Looks, has nothing. Now they're going to call a foul. Looks like Gaines is reaching in.
I liked our patience again, that possession. You know, it's... sometimes kids can get so antsy to take a shot. I think sometimes when you have a 30 to 45 second possession to get a good shot, to me that shows maturity as a basketball team.
Montgomery County's able to inbound the ball underneath their own basket, get it to Fonz, and he's tied the ball game up 35-35 the first time.
Great, great strong finish by Fonz inside as well.
First time since it was 2-2 has this game been tied up with 4:52 left of this ball game. The Cardinals call a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
As we return, the Indians for the first time since it was 2-2 early on in this ball game, have tied it up. Trailed as by as many as 11 at one point in time in this ball game, but they have all the momentum on their side. The defense has really stepped it up, Tracy, for the Indians since about midway through the second period.
It has, and looks like we've kind of gone
back to the
1-3-1.
This time you got Tyce Jarvis out top of the 1-3-1. You got Dunn down on the back line.
And you know, Ivan, I thought to start the second half in man, we really looked good in man. That's the best we have looked so far.
Malachi Ashford gets a shot off, gets it up in the middle of the lane. The Cardinals go back up by 2, 37-35, with 4:15 left on the clock. Dunn with the ball for Montgomery County. Looks over the defense, gets it to Jarvis on the right wing. Jarvis looks down into Fons. Fons trying to post up. Gets down inside the paint, gets a shot up and in.
Nice finish by Fons. Love the play call.
The Plinko chips fail that time.
Love the play call. Let's go to our big dog inside and make him stop it.
Well, how impressive is Luke Fons been as a sophomore coming into this season, more physically developed in his sophomore season?
I agree. That's a shot, you know, probably last year he doesn't finish.
Ashford with the ball again now, looking over this 1-3-1, really trying to figure out this Rubik's Cube of a defense here. He throws it off the foot of Tyce Jarvis. It goes out of bounds and it remains GRC's basketball here. Did you ever figure out a Rubik's Cube back in the day, Tracy?
Yeah, you take it apart.
My brother take the stickers out.
Yeah.
Hey, take it outside the box sometimes.
Where there's a will, there's a way. You figure it out.
Hampton try to throw a pass into the corner. It gets tipped out of bounds by Dawson Gentry. It'll remain GRC's basketball. They try to go back line on the lob there to Gaines. He secures the ball, but then now he's fouled as they try to sneak one in. It's going to be a foul on Luke Fons here. His first, team second. It'll send J.P. Gaines to the free throw line for two. Gaines eyes the first one. It bounces around. That Plinko chip doesn't fall.
It did not fall. It hit every part of that rim it could hit.
Bob Barker, Drew Carey would be like, sorry, you don't win on that.
Don't win, no.
You went into the zero hole on the Plinko board. Gaines eyes the second one, and he flushes that one through. 38-37 is the lead for the Cardinals now.
Looks like we're in a little 2-2-1, kind of a half-court trap now.
Need to figure this out.
Get somebody up in the middle there to help him. It's nice ball handling by Dunn to get through that.
Now Fons off of the left wing. He shoots a three.
Fons
it's good.
Fons three.
And the Indians are in the lead. 40 to 38. The Indians with their first lead in this contest. At the 250 mark, it's now Ashford gets the ball down inside of Gaines. He misses the shot at point-blank range. It's Gay with a putback. He misses, kicks it out to Breland Morrison. He misses it now to Indians. Briefly had the rebound by Dunn, but it's taken away by Hampton. Then Hampton goes down, and now they're going to call a foul.
It's a little chaotic sequence there,
Ivan. Man, I got to go through my shot my shot chart here. It got chaotic, and Jason Mays is livid. They're not going to call a foul. They're just going to say it went out of bounds, but missed opportunities by J.P. Gaines at the basket, Montez Gay at the basket, Breland from a three, and we're right back to where we began as the Indians lead 40-38. Hampton gets it down into, they get it down inside to Gay, and Gay throws his body into Tyce Jarvis on the baseline, and there will be a foul on Jarvis, his second.
Fouls on Jarvis. That is his second.
Team's third.
Montez Gay at the line for two shots.
Montez Gay will go to the line. He has 4 points on the evening to go along with four rebounds. It's his first trip to the free throw line. And he misses his first attempt. So now the Cardinals here in this second half are... 2 down there, three of six from the charity stripe. Cuts the Montgomery County lead to one at 40-39. Decker gets the ball to Jarvis. Jarvis ball back. He goes
Jarvis throws one down.
Oh, yes. Send it home, young
man. That's a highlight reel.
Nice. And it's Montgomery County getting back, and it's 1-3-1. It's Ashford. Kicks it over to...
We've got a little pep in our step, too, Ivan.
Absolutely. The energy in this building right now is on the other side of the gym, away from us on the visitor side. It's Ashford. He throws up a three. No good. Rebound comes down to Morrison. He goes back up for the putback. So Morrison with an offensive putback.
Well, that was a smart play. Breckendecker's got three fouls, and he kind of just had to let that go. But
we get a full timeout by the Cardinals. It's Montgomery County 42-41. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Montgomery County Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Ivan Rawls along with Tracy Curl bringing you the sporty district action right here from the GRC Arena here on the campus of George Rogers Clark in Winchester, Kentucky. The traveling Indians are up 42-41 and with the basketball. And we just had a minute ago a Tracy Curl gem of a gem with the dunk by the freshman Tice Jarvis.
Yes, great move by Tice. Had a nice little head fake, got loose, and Ivan, did he definitely finish.
You like my little play on words, Jim of a gym.
I do like that.
It's done with the basketball here with 107 left. It's Dawson Gentry from the left corner. Shoots a three, no good. Rebound by Fonz. He short arms it, and a big missed opportunity for the Indians right there. As they come up empty-handed. Ball goes to GRC. It's Hampton with a deep three. And he put the body English on that one. And he let the Indians know about it. And the Cardinals take the lead again at 44-42. 37 seconds left here in the third period. Dunn to Gentry. Kicks it down into Fonz. Fonz back out to Gentry from the right wing. Three, and it's good.
Nice inside-out action.
45-44, Indians up by one. 20 seconds left here in the third period. The 1-3-1 defense by Indians is back out on the floor. It's Hampton down. He shoots another three. No good. Rebound comes off. We got a scramble for it. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be the Indians basketball.
Indians basketball.
Well, again. Checking into the game for GRC will be Breland Morrison as Eli Craig checks out of the game for the Cardinals. Decker inbounds the ball to Fonz. He hands it off to Jarvis. Jarvis loses the ball, and now it's Ashford. They're going to say that Ashford stepped out of bounds. And it'll be Montgomery County's basketball here with 1.2 seconds. The Indians do have the possession arrow at the quarter break here, so... Throw something towards the rim here, Coach.
I think so.
Throw it to Jarvis beyond the arc, and he should have been fouled. That was a foul.
That was a foul.
And they didn't call it, but
they swallowed the whistles on that.
That's how we'll end this. The Indians have finally taken the lead at a break as they are up 45-44 here at the end of the third period. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. We'll return and get you set. for the final 8 minutes of regulation. You're listening to Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Indians have been quite impressive in this game tonight ever since that opening quarter where they shot 3 of 12 from the floor. At halftime, they were 9 of 21. And now, just in that quarter alone, Tracy, they were 7 of 11 from the floor, 3 of 5 from beyond the arc. The Indians really shooting the ball well since midway through that second period to give them now this 45-44 lead as we start the fourth period.
Yeah, after that first quarter, I think we've really settled in. And see if we can play with these guys.
Really have frustrated the Cardinals with their defense. On the floor for the Indians to start this fourth period is Dunn, Fonz, Gentry, Decker, and Jarvis. Jarvis has the ball now, and he forces his way down the lane. They're going to call a foul. Great job of Tyce Jarvis taking advantage of the smaller Malachi Ashford, who gets his second foul, first foul on the Cardinals here in this final quarter. This game so much about taking advantage of matchup opportunities.
Yes, it is.
Tyce Jarvis makes his first free throw in the game.
Yeah, Tyce did a great job of noticing that and knowing that about all they could do was foul him.
He misses the second free throw. Rebound comes off the Fonz. He kicks it out to Gentry for a 3. No good. And then it's Montez Gay with the rebound.
Ivan, that would have been big.
Oh, this place would have erupted across the way from us. It's GRC now with the basketball. Ashford still staring at this 1-3-1. He can't wait till this game's over with. He's tired of looking at that 1-3-1.
He definitely is. It has totally slowed down their pace.
Well, we got our first player in foul trouble, and that's Brecken Decker, the senior from Montgomery County.
And they're a basketball team used to averaging 70, 80 points a game. And
Decker picks up his fourth foul here, Tracy. It's the first team foul in Montgomery County, but a huge to have your senior with that strap that fourth foul with 7:20 left in the game.
Yes. Well, this is definitely not a pace that the Cardinals want to play at.
It's Ashford with the ball, with the dribble. And he gives it off to Hampton. Hampton's going to take that 3. It rims out. Rebound comes out to Gaines, and Gaines gets the put back. Taking advantage of another offensive rebound opportunity. It's 46-46. Decker picks up his dribble, gets it to Dunn. Dunn being guarded out front by Hampton. Here comes the screen from Fonz. And then he abandons that. It's Jarvis. Gets it to Fonz. Back to Jarvis. See if they can do it again. This time he goes away from the screen. He's fouled as he drives to the basket.
Nice attack by Jarvis. He'll go back to the line for 2.
Took advantage of the overplay there, anticipating he would take the pick being set by Fonz. That foul will be on Gaines, his second. And that'll be GRC's second foul in this period. Jarvis hits the first of 2 free throws as Isaiah Rallett, the freshman, checks in for Brecken Decker, who has those 4 fouls. So Coach Mays trying to get his senior off the floor for a spot as Jarvis hits both free throws and puts his Indians back up 48-46. 6:26 left in this ball game in regulation. Indians trying to get their first win in district play on the 2023-24 campaign. It's Hampton, drives in the middle of the lane. He tries to hand it off, and Wheeland Morrison wasn't expecting it. Just miscommunication, and it'll be Montgomery County's ball on that turnover. Montgomery County will need to bring the ball the length of the court here.
We've got them flustered on the offensive end. See if we can take advantage of it.
Oh!
And as I say that, we have a turnover.
J.P. Gaines able to steal the inbounds pass, and Hampton is able to get a layup to tie this ball game back up at 48. Now the Indians going against this full court pressure. They get the ball in the front court to rally. Gentry gives it over to Jarvis. And now they come with the trap. They're trying to speed the Indians up. And now this Gentry gets it down into Rowland. If he just turned around, he may have hit a shot. But he kicks it back out. Now it's done. Trying to go against Gay. Now Jarvis pulls up from about 17. It rims out. Rebound by Rowland. And what? Rowland.
Should be, yes, Indian basketball.
Rowland making himself available. But, Coach, he's got to turn and look at the basket right there. I know the freshman is used to shooting out on the perimeter, but I think he's had a couple of opportunities to get him some points here.
He did right there. And Ivan, you know, that's
got a 5-second call on Dunn. He wasn't able to get the ball in.
Yeah.
Huge turnover there.
You know, this is some great, great minutes for Isaiah to be in this situation.
He's already been in one intense game tonight, the JV game.
He has the four overtime game
that the JV team was in earlier this evening. It's 48-48 in this ball game. GRC has the ball with 5:15 left in the game. It's Hampton gets it in to Morrison, and he's going to have an opportunity for a three-point play. He makes the basket, and we're going to have a foul.
That is his second.
Foul is going to be on Luke Fons, his second. And it's the team second here in this third period. Oh, how big of a play was that, Tracy, right there? To get the basket and to get the horn. And Morrison cashes in.
3-point ball game. The Cardinals are in a 1-2-1 press. And that's caused us scuffle.
And then a turnover by the Indians.
We've had two crucial turnovers.
And it's been J.P. Gaines at the head of that defense.
Yeah.
Cardinals turning the Indians over and pushing the lead out down to 53-48. And the 30-second timeout. And, Tracy, take this opportunity. You're coming in a pinch on us tonight and helping out. Valentine's is around the way. What we got going on at the Holtzfiller's Jewelry out there? Any deals? Any ideas for somebody who wants to get something for their sweetie?
We've got all kinds of things out. You know, if you're looking to buy a diamond earrings, bracelets, yellow gold has come back into play. Has been really popular about the last year and a half. As my little 7-year-old girl would say, you know, come buy your sweetie a diamond. So
there you go. Yeah. Hey, it's always good. And, you know, this time of the year, I know it gets quite busy for you as you get for that lover's holiday.
I wish we had more of them through the year.
And we're back here in action as it's Montgomery County's ball. I'm getting to go full court. Jarvis is in trouble with this trapping defense, and they give up the ball, and this is going to be a layup opportunity for the Cardinals. And Morrison misses a point-blank shot, and then Indians come away with the ball. Wow.
Big miss.
A huge miss. Coach Josh Cook wants a foul, but, boy, a lot of action there, and the Indians come out unscathed. 53-48, done on the drive. He either got fouled or he walked, and they called neither one.
Yeah, I agree, Ivan. It was one of the two.
Fons misses a three, and now here goes GRC the other way.
Timeout again.
Got to get another timeout as Gaines hits the layup, and did they call a foul? They did call a foul. There's so much.
The foul is on Fons.
What you dread it could happen. It may be happening here in the Indians. Played so well now to allow this run in this environment. Are they calling an intentional foul? I say no. So they haven't given the timeout to the
They did not give the timeout. Coach Mays was requesting a timeout just as soon as that bucket went in.
Oh, you just hope the wheels are not falling off just as much as the 1-3-1 has affected GRC's offensive play. The trap has really been a problem for the Indians. And here comes the Indians with the ball, and now they get another ball knocked free. But then, yeah, the Cardinals are able to maintain possession here, and they're just attacking now.
Ivan, they've really picked up their pressure. We have not responded well to that at all.
It's a 10-point lead all of a sudden.
And this is what they do.
For the Cardinals, and wow. And another turnover. Oh, this is not going to be indicative of how this game.
Timeout, Indians.
It's been a heavyweight matchup, and all of a sudden, the Indians have taken a couple of haymakers to the head here.
They really have, Ivan. You got two coaches playing chess, just like you said. We've been in a 1-3-1 and had them kind of stymied, and Coach Cook comes back, throws a 1-2-1 press, puts a little more pressure on the ball. We had two quick turnovers that led to points. And, I'd say, I don't know exactly, we probably have about five turnovers out of our last seven possessions.
Well, you go back and you look at this ball game at the 5-minute, 30-second mark. We had that turnover. It was 48-48 at that point in time. And since that point in time, the Cardinals have gone on a 12-0 run here. And, wow, it's just and really, actually, they're on a 14-0 run right now. Are the Cardinals, because they were down 48-46 at one point in time, but it was the turnover first created there with J.P. Gaines when they went to this pressure and trapping defense that got the ball rolling.
The term I used earlier, Ivan, spurtability.
Spurtability.
Spurtability. They can go on these runs, and, you know, when you're the opposing team, you have to try to limit that run. It has to. That can't be a 14-0 run. That's got to be at the most, maybe a 4-6-0 run. You've got to be able to combat that.
Get it all in 98 seconds, basically. Huge turn of events. Indians with the ball. They're attacking. Jarvis gets down inside. He's going to be fouled down the lane. See who they call that on. They're going to call that on Morris.
That is his first.
That's Morris's first.
Third.
And it looks like Jarvis is going to go to the line.
At the line for two shots.
The Indians really need to continue to make free throws as they've done most of the night, as they've only missed one free throw all evening long as Jarvis hits his first. Freshman eyes the second one and gets the nice kiss up off the rim. And now it's 60-50 in favor of the Cardinals. Now, Malachi Ashford doesn't mind taking a little time looking at this defense. With the 10-point lead. 3:30 left in this game. It's Morrison with the ball. Still looking against this 1-3-1. Gets it over to Gay. Gay attacks down the middle, and it's a basket. So that's Gay with his 7th point. 62-50. GRC. Dunn with the basketball. This is the Decker. They attack it in the middle. It gets it to Jarvis. Looks like he may have walked. But no call. He misses the shot. And now Hampton comes away with it for the Cardinals. And now the Cardinals will be quite patient inside of 3 minutes.
Yeah, they're going to make us have to kind of extend out a little more defensively.
And here we go with Gay. He's staring it down again, wondering if he can make an attack. Says nope. I'll back it back out. Picks up his dribble and hands it off to Breland Morrison. Morrison gets it to Gay. Now Gay tries to attack the center of the defense. He shoots up a layup. No good. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call this.
Foul is on Dunn.
Ethan Dunn.
His first.
I didn't see a lot of contact.
I did not either. That's why I was like, oh, they're going to call. I thought Gay just got a little bit... over his skis, if you will, there.
I think it is. That's what they would call a bailout foul.
But he'll go to the free throw line, and he misses the first of two. Gay, the freshman, good-looking freshman for GRC, has 7 points on the evening, trying to look for his eighth point and trying to push the lead up to 13 here late. Gay, second shot, it's good. 63-50, and boy, it just didn't look like that just 3 minutes ago as it was all knotted up at 48. Dunn has the basketball for the Indians, being guarded by Ashford. And now he drives middle of the lane, gets up with a little short shot at the rim, and it's good. Dunn picking up his fifth point, makes it 63-52 in favor of the Cardinals. Here goes Hampton. He goes sprinting down the lane. He misses the layup. Rebound comes off the Fonz. Indians are headed the other way, seeing what they can do to inch closer in this ball game. Decker, right wing, three, no good. Comes off. Decker gets it back off the floor, shoots a little.
Good, nice hustle by Decker. Oh, Decker's down.
Yeah, he went down on that right ankle, it looks like.
Decker's grabbing his ankle.
Looks like he stepped right on somebody's foot there.
Yeah, looks like we might have a little ankle sprain here. Hopefully that's something minor.
India's been stricken with injuries all season long, and we just hope this is not another one of those. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, and we return more Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
As we return, they are able to assist Brecken Decker off the floor after what appears to be an ankle injury there that he came down awkwardly on after making the basket, after getting the rebound off of his missed three-point shot. But they're going to take a quick look at that, doubt that from the looks of it right now that he may make it back into the game. Checking into the game for the Indians in Decker's absence is Isaiah Rowley. It's the Cardinals ball in the lead, 63-54. The Indians trail by nine with 90 seconds left in regulation.
We still have time here, Evan. We need stops.
You get a sense that that Gay right there smelled blood in the water. Rowley guarding him. Felt like he had the advantage with the foot speed, and he took him straight to the basket, and the foul is called on Rowlett. Gay will go to the free throw line again, misses his first. Gay again with 8 points on the evening. He'll try to shoot a second one here to get the lead back up to 10 for his Cardinals. Second free throw up, and it's able to fall. 64-54. 1:27 left in the ballgame. Gentry over to Jarvis. Down to Rowlett. Rowlett gets it to Dunn out top. Indians need to show a little bit of sense of urgency here, but they want to get looked. It's a Gentry. Picks up his dribble, dumps it down into Fonz, but Fonz is fouled as he was posting up Morrison there, and they're going to call Morrison with the foul.
That was on Morrison.
Be his second.
Team fourth.
The fourth team foul on the Cardinals, so it'll be Indians ball underneath their own basket here to inbounds. Ball into Fonz. Fonz shoots a nice little right-handed hook. It's in.
Nice finish by Fonz. Got an 8-point ball game. 1 minute.
Fonz having a nice game with 14 points there. He's had a big second half here. It's 64-56, favor of the Cardinals. Ashford, the handoff to Morrison. Gets it back to a 10-point lead as Morrison is able to knock it down. And we got a full timeout by the Cardinals. 47 seconds left in the ballgame. We'll take a 1 minute timeout as well. It's GRC 66, Montgomery County 56. You're listening to Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Coming back from the timeout, it's Montgomery County's ball with 47 seconds and a staring up at a 10-point deficit here. Dunn with the ball as Ashford gets his hand on the ball now. Dunn's in trouble, but they knock the ball out of bounds. Does Ashford. It'll be Montgomery County's ball. Side out in the backcourt. Jarvis will inbound the ball. Gets it to Dunn. 36 seconds left in this ball game. Dunn tries to make the pass across the court. It's intercepted by Morrison, and Morrison's going to be fouled. Are they going to count the basket? They're going to count the basket.
Basket by Morrison.
And that was kind of an odd, odd play there at the end.
It's kind of a NBA continuation there, I do believe.
Yeah, it felt like it was a little too much there to give him it in the act of shooting, but nonetheless. Our opinions don't matter, so the gentleman down there in that
strike. That's the only one that matters, is it? That's correct.
That's what our good buddy Dave Bryan would tell us, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would.
Y'all don't have to whistle. Oh, and another steal here, and it's going to be Malachi Ashford.
You know, Ivan, the final margin of this game is not going to be
any way indicative.
No, not at all.
Oh.
I thought the Indians
overall had another turnover. And now this is going to be Gay finishing off.
A little showtime for Gay.
This is heartbreaking as Rowlett took up the last shot. No good from beyond the arc. And that's going to do it, folks. The Indians gave a valiant effort tonight for a good portion of this ball game, but we'll lose this ball game one more in this rivalry, and the streak continues for the Cardinals as it's 73-56 is the final here. The Indians fall to 0-4 in district play and is square in last place here in district play. Where the season to end today and go into the postseason, this would be your matchup, Tracy.
Yes, it would be. And you know, if that is the case, you do have to look at the positives from tonight. I thought the Indians, if you could take about a minute and a half to 2 minutes out of this game, we competed really well.
They sure did, and we'll talk about this in the postgame show. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and we'll return more Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
All in all, as you say, Tracy Curl, you always want to look at the positives in a ball game, win or lose, and that's what Coach Jason Mays is going to have to do tonight. After this, we're going to have to continue to try to keep the confidence of this team up, knowing that, hey, this is right now the top team in the district. You know, you can arguably say the top team in the region, you know, but that's up to debate because not all of the teams have played each other and this, that, and the other. But as far as record-wise, they're 19-1 and still undefeated in region play. But definitely one of the key players you feel like going to be down the stretch is this GRC.
I do believe so, Ivan, and I'd be pretty confident to put them as the one in the region right now. Probably looking at Campbell round two. And then, you know, I think from that point on, that's where everybody's fighting to where they fit in at that point. But I thought, you know, I thought the Indians did a lot of good things tonight. You take the game, we're up 48-46, and I've got, Ivan, that the Cardinals ended the game on a 27-8 run.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's just crazy when you look at that and how well the Indians had played for a period of time, only to see in the final 5 minutes and 30 seconds, it just was like, you know, trying to you know, figure out a way just to get the ball across the midcourt stripe.
It is. Once the turnover started, it's just like it was an avalanche.
It was almost like you had the finger in the dike to keep the flood back. But, boy, once you took the finger off,
here it came.
the entire dam infrastructure fell apart for these Indians. And they looked like a wounded animal, didn't they, all of a sudden?
They really did. You know, I thought a lot of things. I thought the pace of the game, the 1-3-1 really made the pace of this game what we needed it to be. You're not going to come out here and just run a gun and beat these guys. So, a game in the, you know, mid-50s, low-60s is a game that we've got to have that in to beat these guys. Everyone off the floor. I guess we got some side action going on here somewhere.
You hope not. I mean, it seemed like it was, you know, very a good temperament, both student bodies. They seemed to be energetic in this ball game. It wasn't like it can get sometimes. And I think with the proximity now with this facility, the student body sections are so far away. The same thing happens at MCHS Arena now. You don't have to worry about, like, at times at the old Letcher Norton Gymnasium where they were in close proximity in that one end zone. And, you know, you'd see all kinds of things thrown here and there and everywhere. But we've got Coach Jason Mays making his way up, and we'll get him on the horn here. If Tracy, you'll hand him your headset there and get a chance to talk to Coach Jason Mays here and get his thoughts here on this game. And we'll bring Coach right on in. And, Coach, boy, this was a game where your team showed a lot of fight, a lot of grit, and then got to the final 5 minutes and 30 seconds. And it was tough. But, boy, a lot of positives come out of this game, especially it seemed like, as we talked about coming out of last night's game, need to have a short-term memory. Seemed like your team did have short-term memory. They gave a game effort here tonight.
I think I'm starting to figure out what the whole problem is. You know, we don't have a lot of respect. I don't want to speak for other sports, but I know basketball does it. But I think it's something bigger than just one sport. But it bothers me. And, you know, one of the greatest athletes of all time was Cassius Clay, mm-hmm. soon to become Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
And you remember the fight that he had when he changed his name, when he became Muslim?
Yeah.
And wanted to become Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
He fought Ernie Terrell.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And he was punching his lights out, and every time he hit him, what he would say? Say my name.
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 Yeah.
Knocked him out one time to the floor and wouldn't let the fight end. No, you ain't done yet. You ain't said my name.
Yeah.
That's sort of got to be our mentality.
Yeah.
We need to make these teams respect us. They got to say our name.
Yeah.
With respect.
Yeah.
We're not there yet, but Jared, calm him down. Thank you. But my son's trying to fight the student section of GRC.
That's what we were wondering. We knew there was something going on there. We didn't know what it was. But,
but I mean, my point is that's what, like, forget about the ball game.
Yeah.
They respected us. They're in that locker room now. They won a double-digit win. I don't know how much it was, but it was a lot closer than that.
Yeah.
And, you know, our immaturity, our youth, our lack of seasoned point guard was exposed there late. But they know they were in a fight,
Yeah. You
know, and that's just the attitude that we've got to keep having, man. We gotta make other people say our name.
We look at this game and you know, the first quarter, you were 3 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 3 from beyond the arc. You hit your only 2 free throws, but you were very anemic, from the floor. But then in that second quarter, all of a sudden, things changed. You were 9 of 21 at halftime, 6 of 10 from beyond the arc, and you hit all 4 free throws, and you were in the rebound battle. They only had one more rebound at that point in time than you. You saw this team really compete at the level I know you expect them to do, night in and night out, for 4 quarters to win these type of ball games.
So we played them the first time. We had there's 8 4-minute segments in a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay? I remember we talked about that.
And we won 2 of those segments in game one. Today we won 4.
Yeah.
So we're getting better. Now, you know, here's what we can't do. We can't walk out of this gym, and if Dan was here, he would slap me, but we can't walk out of this gym having this as a victory for us.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Because we just played awful last night at Paris.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're going to have to fight these guys first round of district probably if we don't win. You know, if Bourbon doesn't beat Paris at Bourbon, yeah. We don't beat Paris and we don't beat Bourbon.
Yeah.
And even if we do all that, it's going to be a pill draw,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, taking a chance.
Yeah, I mean, so we have to say, okay, that's the level that if we'd have played that last night, you know, we win
situation.
Again.
Yeah.
If we had played like that against Bourbon, if we'd have played like that against Powell, if we'd played like that against Lincoln County, you know, I mean, it's just, there's just this mindset, and it's like somebody punches us in the mouth, and we're not there yet, but it's, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. We're Montgomery County. You're GRC. Let me stay in my lane. Let me go over here. And is there anything you want me to go get you a Coke while I'm cowtowing to you? You know?
Yeah.
That's our mindset.
Yeah.
And you ain't going to change that overnight, and you ain't probably going to change it in a season. And but that's what we're working with here, and they fought, and hopefully they'll learn from that. Now, I don't know Brecken's ankle. It's a pretty bad sprain,
yeah.
But I don't think it's a high sprain. But, you know, we got Woodford at Woodford. You know, might as well be playing the Celtics. So I don't know if he'll be ready to go on that, but I'm going to give him 2 days off. I'll practice Monday, and then we'll see what we can do against Woodford on Tuesday.
One of the positives of this game, Dawson Gentry seemed to get his stroke back, seemed a little bit more confident shooting the ball, and I think some of that was attributed to this team showing some patience in the half-court set. Looked like Luke Fons was comfortable with his back to the basket and, you know, commanding the ball down inside it, and I think that created a problem for their defense. There were some matchup opportunities that you had and was able to take advantage of over the course of this ball game.
Ball's got to go to Luke.
Yeah.
I mean, when we quit going to Luke is when we couldn't break the press. Mm-hmm. So by him giving us trouble in our press, we couldn't throw the ball to Luke. Mm-hmm. So that's how we ended up taking a lead, I think, going in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
37-35.
You went up for the first time. Yeah, 37-35. That was in the third period, yeah.
Yeah, so we that hurt us. But, you know, I told him this. I said, when they took bad shots in the first quarter, what did I do? I took them out.
Yeah, yeah.
Took them out. Every, yeah. You take a bad shot, you're coming out. And so, all right, they don't want to come out, right? So we have to manufacture shots against GRC because they're better than us.
Yeah.
You know, we can't beat them one on one.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, how many spin dribble turnovers do we have tonight? Like, this is not McNabb anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this kid's going to Murray State. This kid, you know, I mean, that ain't going to work.
Ain't going to work.
You know, so we had to manufacture offense, and we had to screen them to get our scores.
Yeah.
And then we had to run sets to get them loaded to a side where we could have a two-on-one or a post-up without help in the way. And so I just held my play chart up, and I was like, look, right here is where – this is how we're going to compete.
Yeah.
That's what I told him at halftime. I said, you ain't going to be dribbling into gaps and doing Euro steps 18 feet out and spin dribbles and win this game.
Yeah.
And so that's what we just tried to do, and it was effective until, you know, I should have left Brecken in. He picked that fourth foul. Obviously, he had a whole quarter to play, and he has a tendency to foul. And he was our inbounder, and it's the simple things that lose you big games. It's the simple things.
Yeah.
And so it was a good suggestion. I should listen to my gut and ignored him and left him in. And then we put Doss at the inbounder, and he just whizzed out and had two straight turnovers. And then Tice went downhill, and then he went downhill, and there it went.
Yeah, that was at the about the 5:30 mark there in the final period, and it was just those things, and it just snowballed really, really quick. And like I said, the final score was not going to be indicative of where this game had been played for a good portion of the second half. But you went to the 1-3-1. It really slowed down GRC. Really made them think. It caused some problems for them.
They stood against it, and we just didn't rebound out of it. Which, you know, we're just. You know, Luke's got that thumb, and he just doesn't have a strong grip with his left hand. And he's not until probably May. Like, it's just, it ain't going away until he gets rest on it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he missed, I think, three rebounds that I can recollect where he should have had it, and he lost it because he didn't have a grip on the ball with two hands. And then, you know, I put Ike in there for some, and he missed two weak side wedge rebounds in the backside of the 1-3-1. You know, and you got IQ weighs, you know, soaking wet 145 pounds going against, you know, Morrison, who's, you know, probably ate a small pet for lunch today, you know. And then we just missed some rebounds. When you go 1-3-1, you got to be able to rebound, long misses. And that hurt us, too, because they got some putbacks. And then eventually I think they had two and ones on those little sloppy putbacks. And just, you know. I'm gonna walk out of here knowing that we still got it. You know, we're still taking steps forward. But I just got to figure out how to be more consistent.
How excited was you in that JV game the undercard four overtimes? Kind of excited. Good for those guys to be in this environment with all the folks here and everybody engaged. I saw you come down and kind of stood in the huddle there.
Made our varsity guys sit on the bench.
Yeah,
I wanted them to see the guts that those kids were playing with. You see how much smaller we were than those guys?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we look like, I mean, Tracy's here. We look like Tracy's team was out there, 7th grade team McNabb out there playing against some guys. And they just fought. I mean, they fought. I mean, so Landon earned a varsity spot tonight. He earned a varsity jersey. And I have not been very kind to him because, you know, I had to trust him.
Yeah.
And I said, look, how does it feel to actually legitimately earn something?
Yeah.
It ain't given to you because you were good in middle school. You're good at, you had to earn this.
Yeah.
And he ain't had no clock with me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he just, but he earned it tonight.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, you got some guts about you, and you earned that jersey tonight. So let's build from that. So I'd like to get that kid in the summer and really, because I think he can really guard too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he you can tell he plays football because he has really good anticipation skills.
Yeah.
You already mentioned this Tuesday. You head over to Versailles, Woodford County. Team you've already seen this year, and you know, what will you be looking for Tuesday night playing a team that you've already seen before, and obviously not knowing what the situation is going to be with your senior Brecken Decker?
We got to make a miss because we got to zone them. They're actually probably Frederick Douglass, Woodford County, and Hopkinsville, probably the three most athletic teams in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to be able, I mean, we're going to have to change up our defenses, but we're going to have to make them hit outside shots consistently, rebound the ball, and then manufacture shots and make them guard us. It's not going to be an easy task because those cats are good, man. I don't even know what the record is, but they're good. They can win. They're in that eighth region now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be in the state tournament. They're a state semifinalist team from last year, and they're probably going to be right back there with a chance to play in that same spot next year, this state tournament. So, you know, it's just another high-caliber game, and I just refuse to believe. I told you after Paris,
yeah.
I'm not going to quit focusing on the long-term development of this program.
Yeah.
I'm not. I mean, even if we don't win another game, which I can't look at our schedule and say we're going to win that one.
Yeah.
Even if we don't win another game, as long as we're getting better, we're getting tougher, we're learning how to be a competitor, and we're earning respect from people that we have to beat to win this district and region, it's all going to play out. It's just not going to be on anybody's timeline but the man upstairs.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get out of here. Appreciate you coming up. What was a tough ending to a very valiant effort by your Indians tonight?
Good day of basketball.
It really was.
Good day of basketball. All three teams played. Young kids battled. So very proud of our guys. And let's see if we can get Brecken healed up.
Yeah.
And he's walking out of here on his own power, so I think we'll be all right.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Thanks, Tracy.
Over at Versailles, that's Coach Jason Mays. His thoughts here in the final here tonight with Montgomery County. Real quick, we'll go over individual scoring and team statistics here for GRC. It was Rayshon Hampton, the senior, leading the score for the Cardinals with 23 points. And then it was Breland Morrison with 15 points. And then Malachi Ashford, the sophomore, with 12 points. And then 11 apiece for Montez Gay and J.P. Gaines. For the Indians, they were led in scoring by Luke Fons. He had 15 points this evening. And then it was Brecken Decker with 14. Dawson Gentry with 13. Tyce Jarvis with 9. And Ethan Dunn with 5. Statistically, it was Montgomery County 19 of 41 from the floor, 9 of 19 from beyond the arc. And then they was 29 of 35 was GRC from the floor, and they were 3 of 15 from beyond the arc and 11 of 16 from the free throw line. Tracy, it was good working with you tonight, young man, and I know you was really excited to get a chance to come in and see this matchup. It was thrilling at times, frustrating at others, but still another part of the growth process for these Indians.
Yes, I appreciate you reaching out to me to do tonight. Yeah, like you said, the score, the final margin, if somebody just looks tomorrow morning, not going to be what this game was. I just told Coach there as he walked away, you take a minute and a half, out of this basketball game, and this is an even basketball game.
Yeah.
And, as a coach, you try to find the positives. To me, the mistakes we made are all correctable.
Yeah.
So that's, to me, like I said, you've got to kind of nitpick on the errors, but you got to find the positives out of that going forward. And I think that would be the two positives, hey, take this minute and a half segment out of this game, and it's we're even with what is considerably the best team in our region, and the mistakes we made when they went on that run are things we can correct in practice. So the next time we see that, we handle that a little differently. So you just build on what we do.
Yeah, precious possessions was the name of this game as the Indians in the final score they lose 73-56 on the road here at George Rogers Clark tonight, taking the loss here tonight, and their overall record now is 8-13. It takes George Rogers Clark to 19-1. George Rogers Clark perfect in the district right now at 5-0. The Indians still winless at 0-4. Do want to remind folks tomorrow on Sports Extra, we'll be live from the Scott's Family McDonald's there on North Maysville Road. We'll have Lady Indians. We'll be talking Lady Indians basketball tomorrow morning, and get a chance to talked to a few of those young ladies and everything and how things are going for them. Our next broadcast will be Monday night. The Lady Indians are back in action, and then the boys will take the floor on Tuesday night over at Woodford County. So that's going to do it for us. Tracy, again, thanks again, my man.
Thanks, Simon.
I'll call you back into action, I'm sure, soon. You got a big week next week in postseason play with your seventh graders. Let's continue that that perfect season. Let's see if we can't have the perfect season
for you. We'll go at it as hard as we can go at it. So
so that's going to do it for us here tonight. Our thanks again back at the studio to Jeff Wiss at the board, operating the board, and our producer. Thanks to Hayes McMakin, our executive producer, who was here on site here tonight. Thanks to my man Tracy Curl on color here tonight. So until we talk to you tomorrow morning from the Scott's Family McDonald's on Sports Extra, this is Ivan Rawls saying so long.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.